The Edge has just arrived with biscuits and everything. Fantastic. Ah, you're welcome. I can't reach to, I can accept your biscuits. Really? Okay, Mikado and Elite. Can we get some tea? Can someone go out and get some tea as well? And then we can have biscuits as well. Oh, he knows how to do it. Right, so Edge joins us. We've got Bonner here as well. We're coming from the studios, your own studios. It's very nice of you to invite us here. They've seen some action, these studios.
It's never looked quite like this, I have to say.
Has it not? Sorry, we've made it messy.
It's very impressive. The BBC at their best, I would have to say.
We've actually had to clear up and sort of tidy some stuff away. Whose is the Ladybird pencil case that's over there? It's a massive, fluffy Ladybird pencil case, for starters.
Larry's.
That's Larry's.
He's in the Boys' Own record.
Right, and the motorcycle helmet up there. Can you see that?
Larry's.
Okay. And there's a tiny mini yellow motorbike in the room next door. Who's that?
Larry's.
In fact, the more I think about it,
I can't wait
to
we come
work here at the Edge.
So, Edge, you're right?
Larry.
I'm good, a little tired. In fact, I think Adam and Larry were supposed to be in next, but rhythm section, timing not one of my great
You were rehearsing quite late last night, weren't you, for the gig you're going to do tonight, or the session you did?
Yeah.
How are you feeling about that?
It's sounding really good, I have to say.
Okay. When you made this album, is it true that you just literally stop people in the street, postman, whatever, and say, what do you think of this album? Or, I don't think it's quite that extreme. You sent one out to Michael Stipe, Rick Rubin, and...
It's that extreme.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Pizza delivery people, the milkman, anybody who happens to be there at the time is... sat down, we played them a few tunes.
Focus groups. Yeah.
Just because you want to get a sense of whether it's any good.
You can tell. You can tell instantly if you're onto something by people's reaction.
See, and, people who are in a band are the sort of people who like an argument, obviously, because else they'd be solo. And so we do like a good row, and we do bring people in off the street who think we're crap, and dare them to still think we're crap, and they often leave going, you're still crap. This is Dublin after all.
Favourite quote that I read, I think, doing this research, everyone knows that girls make the best DJs. This is from Bono, thank you, and the Edge is a girl with a moustache, quite frankly. Did you read that one, Edge?
I did. I erased it from my memory instantly. with friends like this, that's all I can say.
Yeah. You can only say that about a man that confident of his sexuality.
Listen, you were also arguing quite a lot about the order, the running order of the album. Who got their way in the end?
I think in true YouTube fashion, it was a compromise. It was actually my running order, but we did change one thing.
He is, as always, being very, very, very modest. Edge got his way, and he was right. And not only was he right, I was really wrong, which is unusual. Annoying.
This is the argument of having no... Right, Miracle Drug is the second track, because you were saying, oh, you can't have a slow one as a second one in.
Well, no, third one in is sometimes you can't make it on your own, and I just thought that is daft, Edge. And he has a turntable in his kitchen, and he does a lot of vinyl and mixing, and he just put them in a row based on sort of the groove and based on the keys and whatever music counts. But I'd be trying to think it more conceptually. Turns out, conceptually works really well, because we have this sort of very pretentious arc on the album, which is from fear and kind of paranoia of vertigo to this more joyful noise that is Yahweh, which is at the end. And Edge had just stumbled upon that just by playing it, you know, in his kitchen. So
got instinct. What do you want to play? We'll play another track of the album.
Edge. City of Blinding Light, maybe?
Okay, City of Blinding Lights. Track 5, hang on if we just go to that. Any reason why?
It's that sort of a morning, I think.
Fair enough.
It's London. Started in London, this song.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like first coming to London when I was 17, 18, trying to demos around. And it's a little snapshot of London. There's even a reference to a Boomtown Rat song called Neon Heart in there. And play it and you'll see what you think.
Kicks ass.
Loss of innocence, something like that.
You know in the movie, Babe, and the farmer at the very end, he just sort of, I don't know, Babe does something, and he just goes, that'll do. Edge just smiled over and nodded his head and just went, that'll do. That's the face that you had on you just then.
I love that movie, actually. It's a great movie.
Oh, it's a great movie, but that's a good song as well. City of Blinding Lights. We've got to go to the news. We'll talk more after this. It's Radio 1. It's about 20 minutes to 12 o'clock. We're at U2's Dublin Studios. We've got Bono and Edge here at the moment. Which member of the band would be most likely to enter... I'll give you some options here. Celebrity... I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. Who'd do that? That's the one where they go into the jungle.
I think Adam would win it.
I think he'd be probably the most interesting member of the band to be in something like that.
He'd be like, Lord, what's his name?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can't remember his name now. I know
yeah,
who you mean, though.
Him.
The posh guy. Okay, the Games, that's the Olympics.
He would say, is this perfectly necessary to have some flies crawl up my nose?
Who did the Games?
That's Adam, when we were in school, you know, there'd be a lot of rough lads, and they would come up to Adam, and they would want to knock his block off because he had a big posh accent. And he'd say... Would 50p do? I'm not kidding. He'd be great in the jungle.
Okay, right, so sporting-wise, who do the Games? I don't know if you've seen that, it's kind of like the Olympics thing.
I'm probably the...
Is that you?
Probably me.
Okay, what sports do you do?
A lot of them very badly.
Okay, golf?
Yes.
Not allowed.
Tennis?
Not allowed. Not allowed. Not allowed.
Beach volleyball?
Golfing could break this band.
I've done it, but badly.
Right, okay, next one. Who'd do Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother?
Larry, no, I think.
Oh, you see, I got Larry down for the celebrity boxing. quite possibly.
Quite possibly. Oh, I think Bono might be the celebrity boxing.
Oh, okay. Right, listen, we're going to do a competition, a U2 competition. Did you hear that Lamar was in the Live Lounge? You had him playing on the show last Friday, and he did a cover of U2, did Vertigo. I don't know whether you've heard this.
I didn't hear it.
Okay, I'll just play a little clip.
He's a beautiful singer.
Yeah, okay. What a singer. What
here
a
he is. I'm at a place called Vertigo. Lights go down, and all I know is that you give me something. I can feel your love is teaching me. What do you reckon?
It's at moments like that a white singer wants to go and shoot himself. Little white boy soul going, goodbye.
Thumbs up then for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's great.
Excellent. All right then. Okay, going to do a competition now. We've got two callers on who are U2 fans. First of all, one of them say hello. I don't know who I'm going to be talking to.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Oh, it's David.
David, hello.
Hello, and, John, Ed, Bono.
How you doing, David?
All right.
Oh, look at you, opportunist. David, a major U2 fan then?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah, without question.
Okay. Have you seen them live?
Yeah, first time Pop Mart Wembley was fantastic, and then even better than that was Elevation in Elmscourt.
Oh.
Fantastic. Brilliant.
Okay, all right. And have you actually met the band before?
Unfortunately, no, I haven't.
Okay, has there ever been a burning question that you wanted to ask him?
I'm the tall, good-looking one.
I
can
so
vouch for that.
I did have a question, actually.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of At the End of the World, the book. Fantastic read, especially for a U2 fan. Would any of you guys ever consider putting anything down on paper one day?
Like, as in a novel? Or
sort of memoirs or something.
It could happen, you never know, but right now I would very much doubt it. There's still far too much to do.
Yeah.
Maybe when I'm 80, I might...
The memoirs of Edge might happen then. Bono?
Cool.
I don't know. I mean, I'm writing all the time, but the best diary you can keep are the songs that you write. And I'm writing all the time. At some point, yeah, I will write a book. And I'll blame it on you, David.
Okay, man. Cool.
All right. Anyone else? Oh, Jenny, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Jenny. How you doing?
I'm really, really good.
Good. Now, you're a U2 fan as well?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you want to say hello to the boys?
Hi.
Hi, Jenny.
This is Jenny. Where
Hello.
Are you, Jenny?
Jenny Love.
Everyone says that. I'm in my bedroom in Birmingham.
Thanks. Jenny Love is in her bedroom, and everybody says that.
You think
you're always calling them from your bedroom, Jenny Love?
Sorry?
You're always calling people
probably.
From your bedroom.
So, Jenny, have you seen the band live before?
No, and I really want to.
Well, yeah, Bono exclusively announced that there will be a tour some point next year and they'll be playing live.
I'll be there.
So you can look forward to that. And what's your favourite song, U2 song?
At the moment, Party Girl. I know everyone's going to cringe, but I'm...
Wow,
really
awesome. That's very...
Well, they look quite
sharp.
Pleased and surprised, aren't
they? Yeah.
And what are you making of the album so far, what you've heard?
I've heard bits and pieces and I think it's amazing. So stop shaking that you don't think anyone's going to like it because I think it's great.
Oh,
there you
good.
Go, Jenny Love loves it.
Oh, thank
that's
you
Jenny
so much.
And David, you stay there. We're going to do the competition. I'm going to play a track first.
Jenny Love is in our hearts and in our minds.
It's David and it's Jenny. Shall I tell you what you're playing for?
Please, yeah.
Okay. No, not for you two. You can't actually have them personally because they've got other halves. You might argue with that. You get instead a special limited edition CD, album, DVD and book. Loads of artwork in there. Whose idea was this? Is it some marketing guy who decided to come up with this?
No, it was actually
your ideas.
Our ideas.
It's Bono, beautiful thing.
Came up with it first. It really... It special. Took us... I tell you, it took us so long, all afternoon, to do it.
It's because people buying CDs... There's not much in them. You know, no wonder people are downloading everything. We see the download as like paperback. Mm. But let's make the hardback something more interesting. You know, when the Beatles put out records, when they were on vinyl, you'd open them up. It was, as well as something to listen to, it was something to hold in your hand. And anyway, this is the book of instructions that comes with How to Dismantle.
Great artwork. Is the artwork by you?
Yes.
Larry's done some stuff. He's painted. I couldn't believe Larry. I said, Larry, would you do something just something that no one's ever heard before? And somebody said, would you paint? And I thought he'd... And he just went, yeah. And then he came in with these paintings. He said, what are they? They're doors. And then Adam did photographs of the studio, because this studio where you are now is going to be knocked down soon. This is the last album. We've been moved along, and in the name of progress. And so Adam just went round in his very meticulous way, just photographed little things. And Edge, who is up...
Did a handprint?
Edge did a handprint. Edge just stays up.
I'd like the finger painting, Joe.
Yes, great. You're very good at that. Well done. All right, so that's what you're going to get, and you'll sign it for them, won't you, as well?
Sure.
Yeah. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Hello. Jenny, yeah. Still there as well? Yeah. Good. Right, yeah. The way this works, kind of similar to how we normally do this competition. You've got about 45 seconds. David, you can get to go first, okay?
Okay.
Right, so Jenny, don't shout out or anything. The band have actually contributed some of the questions to this as well. So you ready, David?
I think so.
All right, time starts now. Oops, your time starts now. Name this song.
What about you?
Is the right answer, yeah. Name this song. The lyrics are, Johnny, take a walk with your sister, the moon. Let her pale light in to fill up your room.
You've been eating from a can.
You've been running away from what you don't understand. Love.
Mysterious Ways, then.
Yeah.
Yeah. What position did Elevation get to in the official charts?
One.
No, three. Which member of the band has driven a Harley Davidson across America 5 times?
It must be Larry.
It is. Which member of the band sleeps in pyjamas?
God knows. Adam?
Is the right answer. Well done. Which film did Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me feature in?
Batman.
Is the right answer. And which album was the track Discotheque featured on?
Pop.
Is the right answer. Very good. Right. And a bit of bonus singing as well. We like that quite a lot. Jenny, you get to go next.
Hi.
Okay. Are you ready to go?
Maybe.
Okay, time starts now. Name the song.
In the Name of Love, right.
Yes, the right answer. Name this song. Is it getting better or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now?
One Love, One.
Yeah. What position did Electrical Storm get to in the official charts?
One.
No, five. What is the Edge's real name?
Don't rub it in.
Dave Evans.
Is the right answer, yeah. Which member of the band sleeps naked?
Bono, I'm hoping.
They're saying Larry here. Oh. I think it's probably all of them. Which James Bond theme did Bono and the Edge write?
Oh, Goldeneye.
Is the right answer. Which opera singer is a guest on Miss Sarajevo?
Pavarotti.
Yeah. Which album did the track Where the Streets Have No Name feature on?
Joshua Tree.
Yep. Who's the youngest member of the band?
Larry.
Yeah. And who did Bono write the song Sweetest Thing about?
His wife, Alice.
Is the right answer. Yeah. Cool. She was good. Stakes are high. I can tell you at the end of that. David, you still there?
Yep.
You got 6 points at the end of that.
Okay.
Jenny, you got 10 points.
Yes!
It's yours. Congratulations. Well done, David.
Nice. Right.
I think it was my singing.
I think it was your singing. Yeah, you scuppered yourself.
I know.
Okay, Jenny, we'll get this signed by the band. And well done. Congratulations.
Yeah. Is there any chance I could have an album signed?
No. An album signed. Can we do that?
Please.
No problem.
We'll get
Cheers,
that.
Man.
All right, then.
See you, David.
Thanks, Bono.
See you. Bye.
Bye.